Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C. Oji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Lessons that I've learned in scripture that I think it is important we pay attention to. So last week I started talking and I talked about number one lesson. What did we say that is? We said it's what? Forgiveness. Forgiveness. So what did we say about forgiveness eventually? What did we agree about forgiveness? We all agree that it is important that we learn to forgive, and that when we fail to forgive, it is not even about the person, it's about us. So whenever God instructs us to forgive people, he's saying it, do it for your own good, your emotional health, your physical well-being. Because I expressed to us that some of the issues people have with blood pressure, people have with ulcer, people have with, some of them are traced to bitterness and unforgiveness. I'm not saying that every ulcer is unforgiveness. I'm just saying that it can also be traced to that, because there are toxic hormones that your body begins to let out. Is that not? Toxic ones, it's just coming out. And before you know it, your blood. You know, when you're bitter, your blood is bitter. When you're angry, it looks like your blood is bitter. Have you been angry before? Very angry. That's the reason why when you are angry and tense like that, you seem to have headache. So many things that are not supposed to be part of your system, they are released into your blood. So God now also says that because your Heavenly Father has forgiven you, you should also do what? Forgive. And to the degree that God has forgiven us and given us eternal life, we must learn to forgive our neighbors, learn to forgive our friends, learn to forgive our spouse, learn to forgive those that we relate with, you know, at work, school, everywhere, because God wants us to do that. Amen. So the ultimate reason why I forgive is because they command from God. And if God says to do something, we have to do it. Then the other reasons are the things that I shared with us. Is that not? Then number two, we talked about what? What? I didn't hear that. Humility. And we said that it is necessary to understand the place of humility. God says to be humble because he resists the proud, but he gives more grace to the humble. And I told us about humility last week. I said when people talk about themselves too much, it's a sign that they are very proud. They are trying to say something and they are trying to tell us how much their hair, their earring, their car. Don't tell us about all that. Just go straight to the point and say something. You know the reason why people do that? Actually, pride is a sign of inferiority complex that you are trying to cover. You're trying to cover it. So the only way you can magnify yourself, you want to make yourself big by overstating. Actually, it's because you're feeling you are not anything. You're feeling you are not important. That's why you're talking too much about yourself. You know how that you hold a phone and maybe you bring out the phone and you just say, somebody says, please, can I punch my number in there? And it's maybe a Samsung phone or an Infinix phone. You say, it's just this Infinix I'm managing. You know? You're talking too much. Just give them the phone. It's pride. But when you are with the iPhone, you won't say anything. Just give them. Like, can you see? Take. Oh, yeah. Let me help you. Let me assist you. We need to learn a lot. He resists the proud. And there's a subtle pride. What do you call it now? That's pride in his subtle nature. Very subtle. Very subtle. Nobody's saying you shouldn't get something, but do you have what it takes to maintain it? I said it before now. You buy something, when it gets missing, it takes you another 4 months, 5 years to buy it again. (Clears throat) But nobody's saying you shouldn't buy something, but buy something you know you need, not to impress anybody, but you only buy things when you cannot do without them. I can't do without this thing right now. But many people, they can do without it a billion times. But because there is a social class that they want to impress and feel among. And that's why you have sometimes, there was some years back, somebody came for a meeting here and lost their phone. And when I was interrogating the lady, I was speaking to her, I said she will kill herself. I'll kill myself. That, my phone, my life, my business, I use all my money. I was already troubled. Enough, I was just like, phone. There's no money to give you. Let's just encourage you. Your life is more, I sat at the altar there and I was encouraging. I said, your life is more important than this phone. Tomorrow God will give you another money. You buy phone again and again. But if you kill yourself now, there will be no phone. I want to believe that she took the advice. And praise God. We need to stop attaching our worth and our significance to things. We need to stop it. We need to stop it. We need to stop it. Don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to impress anybody. Dress well. Smell good. Look good. Be excited about the state where you are part time. But don't ever be comfortable with where you are, because there is greater heights to attain. Do you understand that now? Tell yourself, I can do more. I can do better. You know, I am made for more, designed for more. I have more abilities. I can press into greater heights. But don't enter a place forcefully because you have to impress people, only to realize that the people you are trying to impress there, they are not impressing anybody. They have arrived at that point. Is anybody getting what I'm saying? Is anybody getting what I'm saying? Yes. As time goes on, as things happen in life, you realize that there are some things that you have outgrown. There's some things that you need to step up with. There's some things that you can afford it. Then you buy it, treat yourself good, and be fine. Do we get what I'm saying here right now? So, this well. So today I want to touch a little bit on another subject that I think is important. One of the lessons again, I have learned that it is very important to trust God. Trust God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct, and He will direct your path. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5, it says that we should trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. In all our ways that we should acknowledge God, and He will direct our path. Trust. A songwriter wrote another song. When you walk in the light, in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. If we do, He goes will. When we do, He abides with us still. And for those who will trust and obey, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. To trust God means that you put your faith and your confidence in Him, even when you are not sure, even when it doesn't look certain, even when it looks like you're not convinced about the next step. Trusting God is like taking the first step when you have not seen the other step of the ladder. It's like just taking the first step, whereas you're not sure of the next one. And each time you take another step, He supernaturally will show up for you. Trust God with the decision concerning your career. Trust God with the decision concerning your business. Trust God well enough that you don't have to rush the things by yourself. Trust God well enough that in due time, He's faithful and just. He will give me the right life partner. Don't force yourself into something. Don't beg any guy to marry you. Don't run after any girl to kill yourself. Calm down. Yeah, if it does not worry me, I'll kill myself. You know, people say a lot of things. I don't think they think when they say those things. That no other person, am I sure I will ever see another person? You don't even trust God. How am I sure? Then people go to, you know, people go the extra mile to start doing certain things to get the attention of the opposite sex just because they don't trust God. So I have to open some part of my body. This, my cleavage has to open. When he sees it, he will like the energy. You don't trust God well enough. That's why you're saying, Pastor, he said that if I don't give him, he will leave me. You don't trust God. So you trust him more than God. You don't trust God well enough. That's why your friend will take you to somewhere and say, see, if you really want to get this job, let me tell you what we do. Let me tell you. The guy that is going to sit on the panel, I know him. He likes women. All you just need to do is just package yourself. And when you're talking, keep giving him eye contact. Keep waving your hair like this. It's the reason. The reason is because you don't trust God to give you the job. If you do that to get that thing, you will have to keep doing that to sustain it. When we trust God, we will rely on His word. When we trust God, we will have confidence. This is the confidence that we have in Him. That whenever we call on Him, He will answer us. This is the confidence that we have. It is because many people don't trust God. That's why they find themselves getting second options, third options, multiple options that will eventually fail. Do you know that many people have been led to their death because of the fact that they fail to trust God? You know, sometimes you're going through a phase or a season in your life and it is just uncertain. You're not sure of the next thing that is going to happen. You don't even know whether, you just know that God has said He will give you this particular thing, but you have not seen it. You have not seen anything happening. At the age of 75, God called Abraham out of his father's house, and Abraham trusted God enough, and he carried his bag and he left. He couldn't carry everything he had acquired there. He just went with the animals and everything that could move along. Then he left his father's house. To where? He said, to a land that I will show you. Ah. It's God. I don't understand. To a land that I will do what? Show you. To a land that I will show you. I was asking a young guy many years ago. He came and he said, ah, sir, there's this babe. Da, 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 da. I said, okay. He said, I want to propose to her fast, fast, fast. I said, why? He said, ah, hey, I'm afraid that another person can see her. They've been seeing her since. She had not been wearing hijab. Everybody has been seeing her. Is it because he just saw this person? And you know how the energy is like, ah, hey, it's 2 weeks. Since when? Just 1 month. Ah, I can't help myself because I'm afraid that all these boys, they will fetch on her. I can't forget the boy. He just got married some weeks back. He didn't marry the girl eventually. Can I tell you the truth? Even now, the girl is not even married. Very nice, beautiful, skin clear, but she's not yet married. There's nothing wrong with her, do you understand? But he was in a hurry. He was pushing with all his energy. What if he had done some things out of desperation to just get her by all means? And that's how many people have gotten stuck with the wrong set of people. And many people have done that and they've gotten bad experiences because they don't trust God enough. Be still and know that I am God. Ah, you know the scriptures I quote, I believe them with my life. I will be exalted. Be still and know that I am God. God, I don't know what is about to happen, but I trust you. God, I can't explain how this thing will go, but I trust you. God, I am praying for this, my neighbor, my nephew, my niece, my father, my brother, my mother and sister, and I know you will heal them. But if they die, I still trust you. Lord, I am asking that you will give me this particular thing. I know you have good plans for me, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give me a hope and a future. But let me remind you, Dad, that in case you don't do it, I still trust you. Even when I don't see it, you are walking. Even when I don't feel it, you are walking.
You never stop working.
Even when I don't get it, you're working.
You never stop working.
I believe God for who He is and not just for the things that He can give. Because there are many things that God can give, and He has given some people, and yet they're still disappointed. The most important thing that I have received from God is eternal life. Somebody say eternal life. It is more important to me than every other thing. He has promised me. I trust Him enough that He loves me. If there is anything that He is withholding, it's not because He hates me. He's not going to withhold any good thing from me. It might be good in the sight of men, and I desire it. If God is withholding it, He's shielding me from something. I trust Him and judge Him faithful, that I will make room, you know, to excuse the fact that if He has not done it, there is a reason behind it. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Because sometimes you set yourself up for a serious heartbreak when you say, God, you don't do it, I'll kill myself, I'll not stop you again. Calm down. Trust God so much. Abraham trusted God. He left his father's house. Even when nothing had happened, he still kept on trusting God. At the age of 99, when he was close to 100, he just asked God, he said, God, wait, well, let's just discuss this thing one more time. That son that you say you're going to give to me, I've not received. And Eliezer of Damascus is the one that seemed to get everything about any which ways. And God showed up. And he said, Abraham, I have said it. I will do it. It was after 70, from age 75 till 99. God had promised. He didn't give him dates. It was the day He gave dates that He decided to do what He would do. He said, by this time, according to the time of life, Sarah, your wife, will have a child. And the Bible says Sarah judged him faithful. How many of us know what it means to judge God faithful? That means it's like a judge, you know, in a court of law. Then after you have decided your judgment, you decide your judgment. Maybe somebody is a criminal or whatever, and you tell the person you are discharged and acquitted. You have ruled. You have given your ruling. Even after all the weight of evidence and everything, and somehow you say whatever the person has said is the final answer. So what the Bible means to say judge God faithful means that anything God says, I agree that it is okay for me. It is well. I'm not bothered. There are some things I don't like, and I say, God, I don't like to see this thing. I reject it. I don't want it. It's not my portion. And I know you are a faithful Father, and I know you will not let this thing persist. And I'll pray. If that thing is still hanging around, it doesn't mean God is not God. I will keep holding on my ground and praying and seeking His face and trusting, knowing very well that He will never leave me. He will not forsake me. Knowing very well that if I judge Him faithful, indeed, He is a faithful God. He is not a man that He should lie. If He has said a thing, He will make it good. He makes all things beautiful in His time. Sometimes it's not about your own timing. It is about God's timing. So I trust Him. I put my faith in Jesus, my anchor to the ground, my hope and
nation. You never let me down. I put my faith in Jesus, my anchor to the ground.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
My hope and firm foundation. You never let me down.
I know know the thoughts that I am thinking towards you. Me, I know it. That's what he's saying. And he now made it clear. He said, wait, they are thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a hope and a future. I can bank on that word. It may not look like it, but I can bank on that word. I can imagine how Joseph felt, knowing that God's thoughts towards him, their thoughts of peace and not of evil, yet he was in the prison. Have you read what Joseph said that time? He said, when he was talking about his experience, he said to the butler, he said, when you get to the palace, tell him that my brothers kidnapped me and they put me in stone place and I find myself in the prison. I don't know why I am here. I can't explain. Please, when you leave this place, go and tell Pharaoh about me. And for 2 full years, the guy forgot. He forgot. And Joseph was right there in the prison. And he trusts God so much that even in the prison, they made him boss. You understand what I'm saying now? He became the boss, yet he did not change his mind about God. He didn't say that, God, you are such a terrible God. I'm not interested anymore. In fact, I can't trust you. Curse God and die. Job, see boils all over your body. Are you okay? What's this? And Job said, though he slay me, namana kabayan delesh. Though he slay me. In other words, Job is saying, if he brings a knife and put through my throat, I will die trusting him. Look at the confidence with which people give their sons and their daughters. And when a person's child is going in the Islamic religion, going with a bomb on the body, and is about to explode for the passion of their religion. Do you know how they do that with excitement? The family, they are not crying. They're excited. They are donating one. They are giving one. We are privileged to be able to give one. Be excited about it. Hey! So much excitement. And the child will be going there. And while he's going, he will be excited, so happy. And at the point where he's supposed to do what he will do, he will exclaim, Allahu Akbar. And he will blow up. He trusts that if he closes his eyes, he will enter with his 7 wives in paradise. He has confidence. In Noburuku. The fire of the bomb is not hot enough. The fire will be in degree. But what I'm trying to teach here is that the confidence with which he's doing that, he's trying to say that he believes in something so much that he will die for it. He will die for it. Gladly die for it. Gladly die for it. To trust God means to believe in him, whether or not things are working. I don't believe in God because things are working. I believe in God because God exists. He that cometh to God, he didn't say must believe that he can give them stuffs. He said must believe that he is. If that faith in him is not established, you will not understand how that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The second path will be missing. It doesn't start with he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. No, it starts with he that cometh to God. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Brothers, trust in the Lord. How do you want to do this thing? How will it work? Are you sure it will work? Where will you get the money? Are you sure? I don't know. But if he has said he will finish it, he will finish it. I'm not the one that said it. See, what will people think about it? What if I say it before the people and it does not work? Let him take the shame. Because every time I've been giving him the glory to. If there's any shame, I donate it to him back. It's not my shame. I call myself. Am I the one? You see, that's the problem. That's why many people never walk in the miraculous. They are scared. There are times you finish a powerful meeting and the Spirit of God is saying, instant now, call those who are supposed to receive their testimonies right now, instant now. And the person is saying, what if nobody show? Then go see. Brothers and sisters, if nobody shows up at that moment, it doesn't mean something has not started in the body of somebody. When Jesus cursed the fig tree, he didn't die immediately. They were coming the next day to see that the fig tree was already dying. That's why I'm not afraid. This is the confidence that we have in him. We're not preaching ourselves. Paul said we're not preaching ourselves. We are preaching Christ crucified. We are preaching the message of the gospel. What he has put in our mouth with our life is what we're preaching. It's not us. If it's ourselves we're preaching, we'd have been bragging in our ability. Everything I said, there was not a time I said, you know, I fasted 5 or 7 days, so now I carry energy. I just told you that he's able. I know my God is able.
I know my God is able to carry me through.
I didn't put confidence in myself. I put confidence in him. So every time we appear, even before the people of God, as a man of God, I'm not appearing with an understanding that I can do anything. I am relying solely on him because I can't even predict what he will do. I don't have the ability. I know he does wonders, but I can't predict what he really wants to do. I cannot predict. It's not in my ability. That's why he is God. Are you getting what I'm saying here? You need to come to that point. God is asking, anytime God puts something in your heart that only you can do, it's not God that puts it. It's not anything you can do. You don't need to trust God for it. Wait. Let me explain this. If I have 10 million naira in my account and I want to buy a car of 7 million naira, should I trust God for the car? I'm not trusting God for any car. I've trusted him already. That's why the 10 million is there. So I'll just go and buy the car. But when I need a car that is 30 million and I have 10 million, I'll go and kneel down and say, God, where will my help come from? Why? Your trust is not because you have. Your trust is a function of the fact that you don't have it and you are depending on another person or a source that has the ability to supply it. So when you have it already, you are not trusting. There's no trust in what you already have. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Because it can happen already. To make that thing happen is a reality. So trust is not in when things are all right. Your trust in God really is proven and tested when you really don't have. That's when you can confidently stretch yourself well and say, yeah, if I can do everything by myself, I'll just tell you God has done it, because I'll be glorifying him. I'll be doing thanksgiving. He has done it. But when I know he cannot do it, I'll say, God, I know you will do it. Then the next line will be, I believe you have done it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I started by placing a demand. I ended with faith that he has done it. So when they say, I say, believe me, trust me, I know God is able. God is able. It is done. They say, are you sure? I say, it is done. There's nothing God cannot do. Why? Because I believe that he has done it. Is anybody getting what I'm saying this evening? Are you sure you get what I'm saying this evening? Trust God. We trust God in good times and in bad times. We trust God. Many times we're usually tempted to do things ourselves in our own way. When you go ahead to do some terrible things to get the resources you need for certain things, it's because you don't trust God. When you fail to seek the will of God in choosing a spouse, it's because you don't trust God. When you cut corners to get certain results, it's because you don't trust God. When you reluctantly say no, when you are reluctant rather to say no to somebody, even when you feel the nudging in your heart that God is not involved, it's because you don't trust God. When somebody has to consult you and say, hey, this prayer that your pastor is doing and everything, there's one place. The man prays too, but will give you a Cameroon pepper in your mouth, alligator tomato in your ears. You're not putting up saying, you don't trust God. I want me Roger, what we be shown, good Lord.
I want me, Roger, 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 I want me
tell you something. Let me help you understand this. The song simply says that some people have concluded and they have their conviction that Shango is their God, that one other thing is their God. He said, but we have made them know. We are coming boldly to tell them that he is our God. Elijah came out and he said, the God that answered by fire, let him be God. In other words, I trust him enough. I trust him enough. I am convinced. I am convinced that I trust him. Is anybody getting what I'm saying tonight? Yes. We must learn to trust God. When you are faced with options, whether to compromise or stand for God. There are many times like that in our lives where we are tempted to compromise. Something is happening and you know that if I do it like this, and I'll get it. And if I do it like this, I might not get it, but I'll be standing for the truth. I might not get that thing, but I'll be standing for the truth. I would rather stay with God and do what God is asking to do than to compromise. Because whatever you get as a result of compromise, very soon you will lose. So I want to charge us this morning, learn to trust God. Learn to trust God for your future. Some of us are already afraid of the future that you have not entered. Whereas God, who has seen the end from the beginning, he's already telling you, he's telling you ahead that I have given you a hope and a future. But you are afraid. Do you know that fear is a sign that you don't even trust God? David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Why? He said, because God is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. I'm afraid I'm going to fail. That means you don't trust God. I'm afraid my marriage is going to crash. No, there are people who are planning to get married, and sometimes I have a conversation, and the guy is saying, sir, really from my heart, the big fear that I have is that the marriage might not work. Like, you are not married yet. You have already concluded the marriage. Do you even know that in a real sense, most of the things that we do, they are faith work? How am I sure that my wife was not pretending? I'm sure that she's not just form sister in the church. Oh man, screen. We love you, sir. We love you, sir. Thank you, sir, for blessing us, sir. Hey, how am I sure? But I put my faith in Jesus. In order to express some level of, you know, concern, sometimes you have to be asking questions. You are interrogating. You want to go deep. You want to know some things. Because as a human being, you're just there. But taking the step of faith is a sign that I believe that God who revealed something to me at a particular point in time, he will not be lying to me. I'm holding on his word. My confidence in that, it's not because of what I think, because my thoughts and everything would have failed me. But what I have heard, what I have seen, the encounter that I had with God when I started praying. And these days, people are always saying this, that don't pray. Mind just say compatibility is okay. Compatibility is fine. But brothers and sisters, pray. Pray. There's a reason. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? Praying is a sign that you trust God. Meaning that you are trying to get answers from him. You are not depending on yourself. You want to go for a job interview, you didn't pray. Sir, I'm very smart. You want to write an exam, you're not praying. Sir, I'm very intelligent. You are embarking on a major project, you're not praying. It shows a lot of lackadaisical attitude towards the things of God. You don't believe God. Carelessness. Trust in the Lord. Tell your neighbor, trust in the Lord. You didn't say it very well. Tell the person very well, trust in the Lord. I give my tithes, I give my offerings, and I just lost my job. It doesn't change anything. I still trust God. You say, yeah, but I give my tithes now. I give my offering. Yes, those are the things that you will bring before God as strong reason. It doesn't change God, but you are taking it to the court of God. Are you getting what I'm saying now? They are my strong reasons that I am bringing before God. But I'm not saying that because those things have happened to me, I will lose my faith. No, rather I will present my strong reasons. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Say, God, these are my reasons. These are the reasons. This cannot happen to me. No, it cannot. I'm not going to say that because it has happened. God, no, God, what kind of thing is that? No, I will not. That a person who's serving God very well and following God and doing the things of God, eventually something happens to the person and the person dies, it doesn't change the fact that God is God. Wait, go and read your Bible. I said we don't train, we are trying to train Christians to be solid. Do you understand what I'm saying now? The apostles of Jesus Christ, they were very nice people, but some of them died, true or false? How don't you think about what happened to James? How many of us have thought of what happened to James in the Bible? James, the beloved, James and John, sons of what? Zebedee. And God gave them what name? Sons of Thunder. Is that Jesus Christ gave them that name? Called them sons of thunder. Because they were like big boys. They were like his bodyguards. They were like his protocol officers. So, you know, they were strong guys. So he looked at them and said, guys, these guys are sons of thunder. Now, one of them, the mother came to Jesus Christ and said this. And Jesus Christ said that it's not even in my own place to determine anything. It is in the Father's place to determine. But are they willing to drink of the cup of suffering that I would drink from? And somehow, we see James drink of his cup of suffering. Herod carried this nice gentleman, full-fledged body that still had gospel inside of him that had not entered the nations yet, and slaughtered him. It didn't change the fact that God is God. It didn't close the church of Jesus Christ. It didn't stop the gospel from being spread. Rather, the church went into praying. They didn't lose their faith and say, how can this be happening to us? Because Jesus already told them. He said, if I pass through these kind of things, you might have to pass through those kind of things. He said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So Christians don't read their Bibles sometimes. That's why they see a lot of things. And they're not going back to scriptures to look at those things and see what it looks like. They now start fighting, criticizing, attacking. There's so much of life inside of you. There's so much of purpose to fulfill. There's so much of energy inside of you. But if God says for whatever reason that it is time, who can challenge his power? Do you understand what I'm saying? Follow the 30 days of encounters with the God of the Bible. And I'm revealing God to us one by one. The first day I reveal God as what? El Shaddai. The all-sufficient God. Almighty God. Almighty God. Almighty God. In fact, in translation it says he's the God that is called the overpowerer. That means the one that can overpower anyone. He overpowers any and everybody. He can overturn anything and nobody can stop it. In the land of Egypt, do you see what he did? Pharaoh and his host swallowed all their gods. And Aaron picked the rod and said, today, everything they have is with us. Let's go. That's the kind of God we serve. Is that not? Many of us want to know God, but you are a bit lazy to wake up by 6 o'clock to know this God. Part of the ways to know God is to know his names. And I've gone to search out certain names of God that I think it is. God has a lot of names, but I've searched out certain names of God I think very important that you get to know. Because if you get to know those names and you are praying based on that, it shows that you really trust his ability. You trust his person. You are praying from the position of the knowledge of him. You are not praying from the position of, I hear say then they do plenty of things. So means, no. You are praying from, I know him. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Today we said he is what? Elohim God. Elohim God. Elohim God. A particular guy had issues with the eye, and went serious issue with the eye, and this particular one was already weak and all that. And the day he received his healing and went back to test, the doctor said the new eye is like the one of a brand new baby, never used. Like they went to heaven and just check. And just say, let's change it. And they refixed. Elohim, he creates. When he is working, if it does not exist, if there's nothing that happens, it does not exist, so it cannot happen. If something does not exist, God creates it. You don't understand. Hey, we're very sorry, we don't have space in this office. There's no position. No. I told you now. God that created the firmament, he looked at the whole world and he wanted to create land, this land we are staying. So he told the waters hanging, he said, you go up, you go down, create space. That's the kind of God that will create space for you in high places. That's the kind of God that will put you in a place where everybody has said there is no way. Have you not heard? He said, me, I make a way where there seems to be no way. So even if there is no way there, I will bust through the wall. I am the God of breakthroughs. I will break through the wall. and I will create a way. Nothing stops me. I make my path. I decide what I'm supposed to do. You don't tell me that this is the way and this is not the way. No. If I decide that this is what I want to walk in now, I will make way there. You don't understand what I'm saying? The government wanted to get landmark, and they wanted to build whatever initially the other time, and I think they canceled the whole project, and they had to talk about it, get documents, everything. If God decides that he wants to move Bar Beach from where it is and bring it to the mainland, forget it. Tomorrow morning you see it in the mainland. You don't understand. He will carry it and just drop it in the mainland. God that said, if you have faith like a mustard, you will say to the mountain. You know what a mountain is? Mountains don't move. He said, be thou moved from here and get into the sea, and it will be so. In other words, he's telling us that these are the things I do. In fact, that is how I created this world. Do you know how God shared all the resources that we have everywhere around the earth? It was just by saying, you know, he just said that crude oil, go to Nigeria, go to Saudi Arabia, go to this country, gold, go to Ghana. Diamond, go to Rwanda. He was just calling it like that. At the end of the day, the Bible says it was so. You think those things just happened by chance? No, he divided it from the beginning. He planned it from the beginning. Why were you born here? The person watching me in the United Kingdom, why were you born there? He had positioned everything from the beginning to the end. Elohim God, creator, master crafts. Craftsman, the master craftsman, the God of creativity. Fear him more. Tell your neighbor, fear him more. Don't joke with him. Hey. All we can do is to trust him. Don't say, I trust him. There is nothing you cannot do. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. There is nothing you cannot do. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. So there is nothing.
There is nothing.
Thank you, Jesus. Manderuana Kabaliva Ruska Shanekatelebos Yabra Dilamusetele Rakatalama.
There is nothing.
Shakatalaba Rabba Reko Seketelebo Shada na 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 na. Psalm 37 verse 4 to 6, the Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desire of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him. Trust in him. Delight yourself in the Lord. He will give you the desire of your heart. Psalm, are you there? Psalm 37 verse 4 to 6. Psalm 37 4 to 6. He said he will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. By trusting him. And those who know your name. Psalm 9 verse 10, where I read today this morning. Many of us, you need to be, I've told you, ensure you tell everybody to be part of that. That's why I say you should come and know the names of God. Psalm 9 verse 10, see it? Psalm 9 verse 10, powerful. Psalm 9 verse 10, you need to know the name of God. Psalm 9 verse 10, give me 9 verse 10. And those who know your name will put their trust in you. When you know his name, you know where to put your trust. So you can wake up and say, I am putting my trust in Elohim, the one that can create this eye that the doctor has said is damaged, the one that can repair the liver, and if he chooses, he will replace it. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying here right now. If two kidneys are bad as somebody's growing and God repairs one, the sign with which you know that God fixed one is that the one that God just repaired will last longer than the one that has been there. He fixed a new one. That's God. That's how it works. He doesn't do anything he does it well in excess. The Bible says, for whatsoever the Lord doeth is permanent. Nothing can be taken, nothing can be added. So that the sons of men will know that he is God. And those who know your name. You see, when God gives a revelation, he said, this is where I want to go, this direction. I know the impact that 30 days of total refreshing made in the lives of many people, help them get to know their identity more. And that's one of the things that God is doing with this particular season now. Get to know the name of God. He said, when you know his name, you put your trust in him. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. That means those who are searching you in your name. We want to know this name you call yourself. How does it apply to my life? So that I can trust in you based on this title that you have given yourself. You give yourself Elohim. That means you will create something for me. Say, women are too plenty now. Women are scarce. Women are more. My own wife, my own husband, God will create the person. What do I say? If the person does get discreated, you don't understand. You are still joking with what I'm saying here. Whether creation by bringing a new one, or if all of them are finished, we recreate them by new birth. He can create. He can create. Anywhere the person is, no matter where, he will create. He will bring it. That's one thing you must get to know. By the time you begin to press into God with that understanding, God looked at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and he said, even if God does not show up, we trust him so much, but even if he does not show up, doesn't change the fact that he's still our God. Level of trust. Grow. Tell your neighbor, let's grow. Come out of that baby level where it's like this. It's like, God, God, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? In one of those teachings, I will reveal you to the God. The Bible calls him the God that sees. El Rohi, the God that sees. Haggai was about to die. And at the point where she was about to die, all of a sudden, God's eyes going to and fro spotted her. And when Haggai had that encounter, she said, I call you the God that sees. Nobody would have searched her out in the desert where she was. But God found her out and gave her life again. And a woman that is supposed to be a pagan woman, serving, you know, Sarah, came and gave God name and said, from today, may men look at you and call you the God that sees. And somebody saying, God, where are you? Can't you see me? Kai, you don't know El Rohi. If you know him, it will change everything. Is anybody getting what I'm saying? For he has healed the brokenhearted. He has set the captives free. He healed the sick. He raised the dead and walked upon the sea. My God is able. He's able. I know my God is able. I know my God is able to carry me through. Many people started very well, but somewhere along the line they got discouraged. I was sharing with some of our people. I said, some people started very well. They were doing the thing very well. But when it got to a particular point where they thought that they could not push by themselves again because they've been pushing by themselves, they now started seeking for alternative to God. They now say, let's plus this thing. Let's plus it. It's not working again. Let's plus it. At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. At the center of it all. At the center of it all, Jesus.
It's you that I see.
It's
you that I see.
So there is power in your name.
There is power in your name.
Oh,
miracles happen in your name.
Oh,
you lift a voice in prayer.
They were in the midst of the boat, and the disciples shouted, Master, carest not thou that we perish? And he was sleeping. He was sleeping. In the midst of the storm, he was sleeping. They were asking, they said, don't you care? Me, that I don't care. I don't understand. Look at the question. Carest not thou that we will perish? God, can you not see what I'm going? God, can you not? And he looked at them and he said, look at the response. Oh, ye of little faith. In other words, he's saying, you can't even trust the fact that I am in this boat. Can the creator die with creation? I don't understand what you guys are talking about here. So, you know that kind of waking up, where they wake Jesus up? You know, there's a way they wake you up. Oh, my new Taji. Jesus cooking tajio.
Human gene, you imagine. They tapped him and he woke up. And the storm was raging. He wasn't doing like this. I believe in my heart that as the disciples were moving like this, in that storm, Jesus was not moving. The Lord of the storm, move. Storms can't move Jesus. Never. 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 Brothers and sisters, never. He stood up and he was looking at them. And you know, Peter was holding something like this. The other one was holding like this. The other one was holding Peter's leg. They were holding themselves. And the Bible says he used something to make pillow. And he was there. He was like, how many your kilos should he buy? Rada, rada, holy link. Guy! He was not perturbed. He was not bothered. He was not moved. And guess, instead of probably we expect he was going to say, everybody come, let me show you something now. Let me do a miracle now. Oh, I am Jesus. The Bible says he addressed their matter first. And he said, you see the reason you guys are shouting? It's because you don't even trust the fact that I am here. I get what I'm saying? Then he commanded the waves and the storm. But he said, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? The Bible says, then he rose. So he was even sitting down when he was talking that to them. Like he was just sleeping. I said, guys, why not in fear now? Peter, how far? And Peter said, oh my, you don't far finish. I don't die. The Bible says, then he rose and he rebuked what? The wind. In other words, he knows how to talk to wind like talking to a child. You know the language when you rebuke a human being? I said, don't do that thing again. So he looked at me and said, shh, behave yourself. In other words, your papa, they talk to you. Who are you? Eh? He told the wind, he rebuked the wind. He said, shh, stop that. And he said to the sea, he was talking like they are human beings. Inanimate things, he was talking to them. And he said to the sea, peace, be still. The Bible says, the wind ceased and there was a great calm. Then the disciples look and say, what manner of man is this? Even the storm and the wind, they obey his voice. Who are you? Explain yourself. God will do a wonder in your life. Tears will be coming out of your eyes, hot tears of joy. God, people will ask, why are you crying? You say, God surprised me. He surprised me. Somebody, you will share that kind of testimony. I say you will share that kind of testimony. In the name of Jesus, trust in God. Listen. You will not end like this. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Speak big about your life because God has said it already. He's the one that will make it happen. Are you hearing what I'm saying here right now? Tell yourself, I cannot end like this. My life is just beginning to start. As a baby, my life is just starting. We're just starting. We have not started yet. We're about to start. You say, hey, are you sure? Are you sure it's going to work? Look at this one. Listen, no matter the height of anything anybody has achieved in this world today, it is the benchmark for all of us that are in the next phase. I'm telling you something. I think I'm joking. Get this. And let it sink in your heart. He said, be still and know that I am God. I've never heard anybody talk like that. I've never. All the gods that are supposed to be talking, they don't have mouths. People just go to Babylon. They don't talk by themselves. Buddha cannot talk by himself and start forming power. No. All the things he said, he spoke as a philosopher. Human, just philosopher. Human things, human society. That's what he said. But this one spoke like the creator. This one spoke like, I am. He said, I am the bread of life. I am the living water. I am the door. I am the way. I am that I am. I am that I am. I came to charge somebody tonight, fear not. Learn to trust God. Learn to trust God. It might not be going the way you want right now. But put it in God, put it on God and say, God, I know you will do it. You might not have gotten what you desire right now, but the voice is trying to tell you, you will not get it. Tell that voice, it is not possible. He loves me so much, He will give me all that he has said he will give to me. I might not have it right now, but I will not compromise my faith. Those days we add drama in church. And I remember that drama we add sometimes, the picture of somebody who has been praying and praying and praying and asking God for something. Then the day God is supposed to bring that thing, somebody now introduced the person to something else, and he went to that. So the angel will now come. You know, those are our angels in church. Now where? Say, where are you, Brother James? Where are you? I have brought your miracle today. But Brother James is nowhere to be found. When God is bringing it, I pray that you will be found. Oh. Hey. The Bible says God met Abraham the way he didn't change anything. God met them. People that waited. Bible, they who through faith and patience obtained the promise. Part of the equation of faith is patience. So don't let anybody push you out of course, drive you into the things you're not supposed to do, and make you start thinking of weird things, and the devil will tell you many things. You know all the things that the devil will always speak to our ears sometimes. There are days I've been driving, and I'm driving for administration, and I'm driving through the road, and the devil saying, I want you to go, you don't come back. I'll just say, me, I've come back already. I don't even know what you're talking about. I'll continue. You know, we hear a lot of things. I don't know if you hear those kind of things. I hear things. You know, when we're just growing in faith, some of the things the devil can tell us is just use knife, especially like this. But now, the kind of things that I usually hear sometimes is the devil suggesting things in my head about myself. He can just tell me something like, as I was going like this, maybe you'll not come back again. I'll say, me, I have gone and I have come back. But it's there already. Forget it. Because if you don't speak, you don't learn how to cancel those thoughts with your words. Many things are happening in the realm of the spirit. What the devil said to your mind is what he has done in the realm of the spirit. What you want to happen is what you will say in this realm. And whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatsoever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So you will not allow those thoughts slide. He said, casting down all imagination and every high thing that exalts itself above the Lord. He said, bringing them into captivity. So that thing the devil put in my mind, I caught it and I opened the cage. I lock it there. He said, Moti, I'm back. I'm back. Don't talk about that. Not here. Not here. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Don't let the devil say something. You know, say, oh, I was just hearing that voice. As I was hearing that voice, and I cried and I felt very bad. Your feeling does not validate the fact that Satan is attacking you. Leave that things. It's not by the feeling. Say, I'm not feeling. I've told us, be careful. Sometimes I don't feel like God is around, but I know that God is around. Whether I feel or I don't feel, he is there. The one that is inside me from the day I accepted Christ is still there. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The one that usually do goosebumps, I may not feel that one that day. You know, there is the God of goosebumps. I want to feel that God's here. Brothers, there are sometimes there's no feeling anywhere. Eh? But there is a feeling inside. You don't get it. There's no F-E-E-L, but there's an F-I-L-L. Rise up on your feet. It's inside me, oh. He's inside me. I hear the roar.
I hear the roar
of the Lion of Judah. He's inside me, oh. He's inside me. I hear the roar.
I hear the roar of the Lion. I hear the roar.
Recently, one of my daughters, she just put to bed. Of course, we heard of the testimony of the twins of the Adeigbes. I remember she called one day and she said, "Pastor, this is what I'm hearing, blah, 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 blah." And they just told me that somebody said they have a revelation. Then that revelation, it was difficult for me to have the baby. That eventually, that the baby did not come out. That they said I should go and do one something. That I'm going to do a sacrifice. That if I know that they are fighting hard, They're fighting hard. That clinical will not come out. Blah, 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 blah. And she was just saying all those things. I was hearing plenty of things as she was saying it. And good enough, she's not the fearful kind from my experience with her. So she's not the type that, hey, wherever they are, oh, they are finished. She's not that type. So she was asking, "Pastor, am I supposed to now start praying? And because I don't know how to pray this kind of prayer, I just pray the simple things that you tell us. I decree and I declare. I say, yes, that's still where we are. We decree and we declare. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I told her, I said, there's nothing. Leave those things as in. I said, you know what you need? You need to soak in the word of God. So I picked scriptures. And I sent it out to her. And I told her, these are your capsules, your tablets. One in the morning, one in the night. One in the morning, one in the night. I gave her some scriptures like that. And I said, speak these things over and over again. Many of us, the reason you are praying the kind of prayers you are praying is fear. Wherever they are, in the dark, in the water, in this, all of them,
You are praying fearful prayers. You must be able to tell yourself, it cannot happen to me. I am the beginning of a new order. My own things, they are different. I told her, I said, stand your ground. Listen, what the devil is about to do is to just inject little fear. If a little dose of fear enters, the whole of your system, your hormones will, before you know it, it will even shift the way the babies are. The babies will be responding to your fear. So I said, let faith rise in your heart now. Take these scriptures and chew them on a regular basis. By the time they called, she said it was such a seamless thing. It just happened. The twins, everything that just happened fast like that. Why? You must learn to do what? Trust in God. Are there no times Satan will tell you that, you will not be able to achieve this thing. This thing you have started, you cannot finish it. The project my hand has started, I will multi-finish already. Always say it like that. I have finished it already. Done it already. Don't tell me that. Say, can't you see? He's the master of patterns, though. Satan is the master of what? Patterns. And that's why you must tell yourself that I don't know what the person you got, what they said and what they did not say. But for me, I know what I must confess. I must confess that the Lord is my portion in the land of the living. And what has stopped others cannot stop me. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Confess, stand your ground, declare, and say, listen, I decree and I declare that the Lord is with me like a mighty, terrible one, and I am not afraid, I am not bothered, though 1,000 will fall on my right hand, and 10,000 on this side, the Lord shields me round about, he keeps me on the way, he guides me, I am walking in the path, I am riding upon the high places of my life, no weapon formed against me will prosper, every tongue that rises against me in judgment, they are condemned, they are condemned, they are condemned, they are condemned, for my God is with me. If God be for me, who can be against me? If God be for me, who can be against me? Speak life. Speak life. Tell the devils of your father's house that as Gideon shattered all their gods, they are shattered. They can't stop me. They can't deny me of the victory that God has set ahead of me. For this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even my faith. I believe. Satan points at you and he says that, look at you, will not get there. Tell him, I have gotten there. I have finished already. Finish. I've finished it already. You can't stop me. You can't stop me. Say, look at your mother. Look at your sister. Look at your name. He said, don't show me those things. I don't need to see all those things. It's only Jesus that I see. My faith looks up to him. And I know that he will perfect everything that he has started. Get scriptures, scriptures, scriptures. Just tell yourself, say, you will not marry. Say, me, my wedding is established already. It's done. Can't you see my ring, Satan? Are you? If you are not seeing it, you are blind, though, because I'm wearing it already. I've told some of my daughters, I said, look at this. I'm the one that will carry your baby. No devil will stop it. Oh, Let me, he said, you will not get the job. He said, me, I have already gotten the job. You can't stop me. I am paid in pounds. I am paid in dollars. I dictate the pace. I decide what I want. No devil will stop me. For my God is by my side. The one that I trust. The one I put my faith in. Who can challenge your power? Who can challenge your power? Who can challenge your power? Who can challenge your power?
Who can challenge your power? Who can challenge your power? Who can challenge your power? Who can challenge your power? I've never seen any God like you. The one who's with me has never lost the battle. I take my place as the son of a warrior.
The one who's with me has never lost the battle. I take my place as the son of a warrior. The one who's with me has never lost the battle. I take my place as the son of a warrior. The one who's with me has never lost the battle. I take my place as a son of a warrior. The one who's with me has never lost the battle.
Never lost the war. Never lost the battle. Never lost the war. Never lost the battle. Never lost the war. Never lost the battle. Never lost the war. Never lost the battle. Never lost the war.
Finish that thing. Tell him that the one who's with me is a warrior.
And I'm a son of a warrior, like father, like son. He has never been defeated. I cannot be defeated. He has never failed. I can never fail. I carry his DNA. I run by his power. By my God, I will run through walls. By my God, I will conquer nations. By my God, I will break roads. By my God, I will enter new levels. By my God. By my God. By my God. By my God. Tell the devil. By my God. By my God. Some of you are the first in your family to do certain things. Today, every devil that is standing in front of you and saying that because nobody has done it, you have crossed that line and he has set a limit, he has placed an embargo. Today, I come in the name of the Lord God of heaven, God of Jeshu, and I declare right now, you opposition, you wall, you obstacle, you devil, I command you, give way now in the name of Jesus. Give way now in the name of Jesus. Give way now in the name of Jesus. Today, I ordain you as the beginning of a new order. I ordain you as the beginning of a new order. You are setting new patterns. You are setting the pace. You are determining what God has said. You are establishing the counsel of God in the name of Jesus. All you firstborns, first in your family, first till I graduate from school, first to start a business and establish, first to move out of the place of this country, and you're watching me online, and the devil is saying, I am bringing you back. I announce to that devil to hear it very well, that a part of the trust is upon in life. It can only get better. And so I tell you, devil, today I crush your head. I crush your head. And I command you, lose your grip over that life in the name of Jesus. Lose your hold over that destiny in the name of Jesus. Whoever the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. I declare you are free to fly. You are free to break new records. Whatever the limit anyone set, you are the one breaking the limit. Whatever the line that has been placed there, you are a line crosser. In the name of Jesus. Whoever tells him not to cross a line, whoever sets a limit for him, whoever sets anything and tell him not to pass, the Red Sea stood in front of him and he decided to pass, and the Red Sea parted. Jordan stood in front of him and he decided to pass, and Jordan parted. He said, what a lady, oh Jordan, why did you run, oh Red Sea? He said, I saw your presence and I fled. Every devil that is confronting your life, confronting your family, by the presence of God, I command them, get way in the name of Jesus. Give way in the name of Jesus. You will get that job that nobody has gotten. I prophesy you will have a joyful and a glorious marital destiny. Everyone that it concerns, listen to me, you will carry your own babies. You will marry in the right way and in the right pattern. You will establish businesses and become a business tycoon, as God has said. You will grow in your career and hit limits and break ranks in the name of Jesus. Is there nobody has done it? That is why I'm here. For this purpose came I into this world. Jesus said, this is the reason I was born. I was not born to do what every other person has done. I was not born to repeat everything every other person has repeated. I am here to do a different thing. And I prophesy over you the oil that gives you the ability to do things that are new and special. Things that are distinct and extraordinary. As Joseph came out of Adullam, some of you will come out of the hiding place. And they will ask, where have you been all these years? Where have you been all these years? Your rising will be like the rising of the sun. Your rising will be like the rising of the sun. As he conquers the night, so shall your rising be in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, couldn't find nobody. Nobody's great, nobody's great, and nobody's greater than you. Nobody's great. Nobody's greater, Lord. Nobody's greater than you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Many of you are entering into rest. The Bible says, what the Lord doeth, it shall be permanent. I came to announce to you, your joy will not be aborted. Every devil that is trying to tell you to abort the process, that is trying to tell you to chicken out, I silence that voice and I declare in the name of Jesus, the Lord heals your heart, take you through your process, perfects you, establish you, and settle you. In the name of Jesus, it is done. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name of prayer. Now you celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.